This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Thank you, everybody. We're glad to have you tuned. Join me on Facebook, won't you please? It's NEILSPERRY or at neilsperry.com. And right now we're joined by Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. And Jimmy, there's so much I want to talk to you about today. I want to get right to your topics because I have questions about several things. How you doing?
I am doing great. Enjoying this cool weather.
Oh, I bet. I'll bet. It is just wonderful. I agree. Nice respite, and I think we're headed the right direction for a while. You're going to talk about Colocasia, black coral, black elephant ear. You don't get many questions about that, do you, Jimmy?
Not many at all, since I haven't planted all over my main entrance and up the main walkway into the garden.
Tell us about it.
Well, this one, there's been a lot of black elephant ears out there, Indian Runner, Black Magic, and they've been looking for one for a shiny leaf. It stays a little bit shorter for more kind of compact gardens and didn't run anywhere. This one from Dr. Cho out of Hawaii really has been my favorite black one so far. It only gets about 4 foot tall, so it doesn't get too big. It doesn't send out runners. Its leaves look like somebody sprayed it with Armor All. They're really shiny, and they're kind of corrugated. So when you stand away from them, they're so shiny, they kind of look, they're almost kind of metallic. They kind of reflect the light.
Jimmy, how much sunlight will it take?
I have them in full absolute sun, but you have to keep them really moist where they're at in full sun. So,
in a home landscape setting, you would advise people to plant them in what kind of conditions?
Just a little bit of afternoon shade. I'd say right afternoon, give them some dappled shade after that point, and they do a little bit better. You don't have to water them.
Morning sun, afternoon shade, well-prepared, highly organic soil, ample moisture.
Yeah, lots of fertilizer.
Lots of fertilizer, nitrogen, because they are all about leaves. Now, a question you also see here, Zone 7 perennial. How reliably perennial is it outside the urban heat pocket of downtown Dallas-Fort Worth?
This one's actually part of that whole breeding project. It's got much more hardiness than I thought some of them would, and it makes a pretty good-sized bulb. So if it's buried deeply and mulched pretty heavily, I would say McKinney Hardy. North of that, no.
All right. And nice that you would single out McKinney. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
right,
that
right
curb
there,
service there. That's good. And then my last question on it, my experience with some of the large leaf, well, I have two more questions. Some of the large leaf elephant ears in the second or third year, even if they perennialize, do get smaller in leaf size. Does this do that also?
This one has not done that for me because it doesn't send out all the runners. It just tends to make one bulb, and it doesn't make a lot of new plants. And
all right.
It's kind of compact anyway.
That's helpful to know. And then finally, when you do see it in nurseries in the spring, is it going to be small starter plants that people will watch for, or will it be the big tubers?
I would say in this one, you're going to find it in pots only. You won't find tubers sold.
All right. And online, do you have a couple of sources you like?
You can buy this one from Plant Delights and also Brian's Botanicals.
And where is Brian? And B-R-I or B-R-Y?
B-R-I-A-N-S, and he's in Kentucky.
All right, good deal. I don't think there's anything you ever mentioned that isn't from Plant Delights. That's amazing. It's quite a website. Okay, now, as if you have nothing else going on but dribble talk with Neil about black coral, Colocasia, tell us about Autumn at the Arboretum.
Well, Autumn at the Arboretum, I think we have our ode to pumpkins and squashes going on. Over 50,000 of them are around the garden decoration. We have a village built from them, a pumpkin patch, a hay bale maze, the whole garden lined with pumpkins, a Cinderella carriage. So it's kind of a 66-acre photo op, and the gardens look absolutely fabulous with this cool weather and the slight little bit of rain we've had. So
it brings out the best in the pumpkins. How many places do pumpkins intersect with black coral Colocasia?
Actually, in almost every place I have been planted.
I can imagine, Jimmy, knowing you, knowing flamboyant Jimmy like I do. All right, so that's Autumn at the Arboretum. Chihuly Nights continue on. Tell us.
Well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, we have Chihuly Nights. That's come out to the garden, starts at 6, goes to 10 p.m. You can see the Chihuly lit up at night and the gardens when it's a little bit cooler. You know it's going to warm back up this week. That's $12 for members or $20 for non-members, and parking is for free.
And Jimmy, the Chihuly glassware will only be with you for another month or so. Is that correct?
That's correct. November 4th is the date we have, or November 5th, I'm sorry, is the last day we were supposed
to have it. All right, so folks, you really need to get out there soon, and what it's like everything good has come together at the same time here at the Dallas Arboretum. And finally, fall programs. You have some wonderful programs. Tell us.
Well, this week we have Dave Creech, Talon Buchholz, and Harold Spiegel coming out to talk about our Japanese maples. That's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the middle of the week, Wednesday, I believe. $40, regular $36 for members, but it's going to be everything you ever wanted to know about Japanese maples, how to grow them here, how to care for them, how to prune them, things I didn't know. So I'll be sitting in that room with you.
October 10, 9 to 2.
And right. Next Saturday, the 13th, we have a vegetable gardening class with Kathy Garten, my former greenhouse manager. And we also have curb appeal, how to make your house look a little bit better from the curb. Both of those are from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
All right, and prices vary on all of these things. Best thing to do is go to the website, and that would be DallasArboretum.org. And then what are they clicking on, education?
Yes, sir.
All right, education, DallasArboretum.org, and then click on education. Jimmy's information on his plant trials, I hate to start giving that URL, but Flameproof Plants comes up somewhere in there.
Yeah, flameproofplants.org or dallasplanttrials.org.
All right, that's good. And how do they find you?
We're at 8525 Carlin Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, we'll be on the left, or take Carlin Road south from anywhere, and just put the signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, once again, folks, dallasarboretum.org. Jimmy, thank you so much. You're a great friend and a lot of wonderful information. Thanks.
Take care, Neil.
We'll be out soon. All right. Sponsored by Smith Thompson Security, home security. You want your home more secure, you need to do what we're about to do, and that is to contact these people to convert your existing system or to install a new one. Whatever you do, it's going to be a great decision when you call Smith Thompson Home Security. They're locally based, as they have been all of their existence, which is many, many years now. I'm going to give you a toll-free number in just a moment, but they are right here. SmithThompson.com. How much are you paying for your home alarm monitoring? Well, if you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson, you would be paying $16.95 per month. That's what you will pay. And best of all, there is no contract commitment. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price of $16.95 per month. If you're still using a landline for your home security system, if you are, then you can get rid of that landline, upgrade to cellular wireless monitoring, the newest, most secure way to protect your home, and it's still just $16.95 a month. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, no wires out there to clip, I think you get that message, and still only $16.95 per month. Why wouldn't you upgrade your home security system today? Well, the answer is, there's no answer. You need to do this. I'm going to do this. Call Smith Thompson Home Security at 800-411-WIRELESS, 1-800-411-WIRELESS, or visit them on the web at smiththompson.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to try my best to take two calls before we take our break, Lee. I'll warn you ahead of time. These people have been waiting a long time, and I don't want them to wait much longer. Let's go to Mary in the Colony. Mary, how can I help you?
Yes, Neil. I have a backyard vegetable garden that we've had for several years.
All right.
In the last 2 years, we have been hit really hard with red spider mites.
Yeah, they've been bad years for spider mites because of how hot and dry it got so quickly.
Right. And I was wondering if there was anything that we could do over the winter before we plant again in the spring that would deter them.
No, not that I'm aware of, not at all that I'm aware of. It's always a good idea to get old stubble out of the garden. Some diseases, some insects, and I'm sure mites do overwinter on it. But,
right.
You know, I think when God provided us beautiful plants and wonderful vegetables and just fabulous black clay soil, I say that smiling, we also were blessed with spider mites. They are just kind of factory equipment of gardening. And they're going to be there whether you got rid of every mite that you, let's just say you had the world's smallest vacuum cleaner and you tediously removed every spider mite, you'd have them back next year from somewhere else.
Okay. And it's a raised bed and we had the soil hauled in. So,
that's fine. No, they're not coming out of the soil. And there's absolutely nothing.
The
there's nothing you can do now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
nothing systemic that we could do?
There's nothing there to take up a systemic insecticide. Your garden's empty during the winter.
Well, that's true.
Systemics have to go through the plant itself. And I think my question of you would be then, I have a question and I have my own answer to my question. Would you really want to put a systemic insecticide on a vegetable plant when you're going to be eating the vegetables? And the answer to the question is they're not labeled for that use anyway for that reason. Answer is no. So you deal with them if they show up. I've had gardens on and off many, many times over the years. I don't always get around to a garden in the spring because I'm making a living then, but I always have tomatoes, and some years I'll go without much of a spider mite problem, and some years they're just horrible, and, you know, we're due for some good years. So hopefully next year will be that way. I got to run, but no, the answer is no, there's nothing to prevent them.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call so much. Now I want to get to Mark because he's hung around also with his fescue question. Mark, the problem that I had to refresh people's minds, you have, what kind of tree do you have, did you say?
Live oak.
Live oak. All right. And he was planting fescue beneath his live oak because of all the shade. And I wanted to try to save you a little bit of agony. Certainly since you have it planted now, I would try it and see how it does for you. How many times have you planted it? Did you plant it a year ago?
I planted about 4 or 5 years ago and realized it just doesn't feel like Bermuda or St. Augustine with the runners. So.
Well, and that's not the only problem. It really does do its best growth if it has a good bit of sunshine. The reason that it is able to cope in some shade is that most of our shade comes from trees that lose their leaves in the wintertime, and it's a cool season grass. Unlike St. Augustine or Bermuda, it's a cool season grass. It grows when it's cool. And so if the trees are bare, then it'll do great. The prettiest lawn I ever had in my backyard, we live along a creek out in the country, and our front yard is not very big. It's mainly our driveway and courtyard and an acre between us and the county road. The backyard goes down to a creek, and when we took a bunch of native red cedars out and kind of exposed that part of our landscape, suddenly I had a big yard with nothing there but forest floor. So I planted fescue, and 11 years in a row, if anything, I'm obsessive and self-admitted, and it died every June. I could not get it to go through the summer, and I wanted my lawn to look good in the summer. And the problem is, when the pecans leafed out, there I was. I had nothing. Live oaks really never give the fescue a chance. And I think you're swimming up a stiff current.
I've had it for like 4 or 5 years, and it's been, looks great in the summer. It's just, I want it to fill in, and it's a beautiful dark green.
Okay.
So it won't run her, so I just want to keep
okay,
it every
well, let me help you. Let me finish for other people. His commentary back is very unusual, very rare, because people will tell me that they've tried St. Augustine, they've tried fescue, nothing has worked. And so for those people, not you, for those people, going to a shade-tolerant ground cover is far easier, so much cheaper and easier in the long run. Okay, now to your answer. If you're going to overseed fescue, normally the seeding would be done at 8 to 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet the first time you plant it, and overseeding would be in early September at 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000. If you have a turf-type fescue that's a shorter type, you want to stay within that same category but change varieties so that you end up with a population of different fescue varieties. The main time to reseed is in the fall. The times that I have tried to seed fescue in the spring, it has not been mature enough to hang around during the summer. The grass is too young and not well enough developed by the time it turns hot from a February planting. February would be the second best time to plant, September and then February. But it's a lot harder to get it established in through a summer in February than it is in the September planting.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I gave you an answer, and then I chastised you unnecessarily. So can we still be friends?
We are.
All right. That'll work.
Listen for a long time. Thanks, Neil.
I appreciate you waiting on me. Thank you, Mark, very much. Yeah, I thought that might be a quicker question when I took it before the top of the hour. All right, now here is where I stand right now. I got nada. I have, and my grammar teachers, I know. I have nada right now. I have no phone calls, and it was on purpose. I wanted to make sure I got those folks, didn't make anybody else wait for a long period. Now we're ready. Get ready, get set, please dial. It's a talk show, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine for 27 years has brought stories of importance to the plant people of Texas. We have the finest garden writers in Texas. You've heard a couple of them this morning, Jimmy Turner and also Steve Huddleston. And there are others who have written for us for all 27 years that we've published our magazine. I'm proud of my friends. I'm proud of the product that we turn out. I take very little credit for it. There's a great team working on our magazine. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It looks like the big national publications. The only difference is that you can trust every word of our magazine to pertain to Texas. Get a year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, new or renewal, and in the process, save 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. We're just about ready to send it to the printer, and when I do, the price is going to go up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. Now, that's the price for the calendar. More than 12,000 words in the calendar of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Beautiful calendar, all of that information, hundreds of bullets, and the one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, all for only $36.95 and a $3 postage and box charge for the calendar. All that satisfaction guaranteed. They're not going to be sold in stores. Price goes up when we print, which is very shortly now. Call before 11 to get this lowest price. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Now is the perfect time to give your pond that good fall cleaning it needs. If you've not called Creative Water Gardens for your fall pond cleaning appointment, then you need to do so now. If you have trees around your pond, then get the cleaning done after the leaves fall. Give Creative Water Gardens a call at 972-271-1411. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, thank you much. Let me tell you about Dalworth. Now you can rely on Dalworth Clean to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. 32 years I've told you about Dalworth. Isn't that something? When you have a sponsor that long, they become friends, not business associates, and certainly not just advertisers, but friends. James Smith and his team have done wonderful things for all of their almost 40 years in the business, and I'm very grateful for all of that advertising support. Right now, you can pay only $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings or call them. Call tomorrow at 214 or 817, then 267-8433. 267-8433. Go by Dalworth Fine Floors if you want to look at new flooring. They're at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Their shop-at-home van will come to you if you give them a call and describe what you're interested in. 817-520-1400. They're fabulous. 817-520-1400. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. That's 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com, Dalworth Clean.
If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation.
All right, let's talk about advanced foundation repair. What on earth do you do with a foundation when it's hot and dry one month and wet, rainy, cold the next month, and your foundation is out there floating around like a cork on the ocean? What do you do? Well, you get it all fixed by advanced foundation repair. If you had cracks this summer, if you said, well, that door used to swing that direction and this window wouldn't open all summer, now it will. Or this window worked perfectly all summer, I can't get it shut and it's getting cold in the house. Those are reasons that you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Leaders in the foundation repair industry, they're just the best it gets. Advanced Foundation Repair, my advertiser since 1995, Fred Marshall, owns and operates this fine business. Their home inspections are absolutely free and they take about an hour and a half. They do not rush this because what they'll do then, if they find a foundation problem, they will tell you and they'll identify what it is, and you'll have almost a topo map of your slab. And then they'll show you what they will do to correct that foundation issue. If they don't find any problem, they tell you that. The company is based on ethic, complete ethic, and I'm really proud to tell you about them. If they do repair work for you, first of all, it's going to be affordable, it will be quick, and it will be accurate, and then they will stand behind it for the lifetime of the home, 100%. They'll guarantee that it will work, or they'll come back and fix it at no additional charge. They were the first company ever to give a lifetime warranty. Call Advanced Foundation Repair because they are the best. 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. All right, and we go back to our phone lines once again, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Ed in Fort Worth. Ed, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. I heard you the other day talking about pine trees growing too close, and when the little branches touch, they die and stuff like that. And so I'm really overgrown with pine trees, and the one that I need to get rid of, I can barely reach around with both arms. And I was wondering if there are any special laws or provisions or something like that that I need to adhere to get rid of it.
All right. Now, tell me why you feel like you have to get rid of that one tree.
Okay. It's about 10 foot from the street and 5 foot between my driveway and the property line, and then my neighbor has a pecan tree and live oak, probably 20 foot away to one side, and then I have another pecan tree that's about 15 foot from the street and another 15 foot to the other side of the tree that I'm wanting to get rid of.
Okay.
And it's getting overgrown, and that tree that I'm wanting to get rid of is kind of growing out like a fan, plus I've got electrical lines in front of it. So it's just getting...
All right. Next sound you're going to hear is my head exploding. You have packed more information than I can get into it. The absolutely Loctite guaranteed, without any question, the first thing you need to do is to get a certified arborist on your property to look at these trees and advise you. Somebody of that sort is going to be the one who will have to take the tree down. If they can, a lot of the certified arborists will not work when there are power lines involved. They have to, the power company has to come out and do the first part of it. And, and I understand that. I don't have any argument with that. And then the second thing is they will know what the regulations are in your community. I don't think any community is going to be so completely over the top that they will penalize you for taking out a tree that is about to die and fall into power lines and your house and onto the street and all the rest of that. I live in a pecan forest, and we constantly are having to do shuffling around of our pecan trees. The sponsor that I have came to our home about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they removed 7 pecans off 11 acres that had died from the drought. One that was hanging over our house and that was getting thin. To other people who heard your initial comment, when two pecan trees are growing fairly close together, 30 feet apart, 20 feet apart, and one of them has kind of a head start and begins to lean into and over the other tree will die. A lot of times trees like red oaks will just grow together, but pecan trees, the branches that touch, the dominant one always trumps, and the other one will die. So it may just be one branch on a tree, but if the whole tree is shrouded, then the whole tree will eventually go. And you can see that decline happening over a period of a year or two, and then you realize, I think that another year of this, and that tree's going to fall down. So that's why we constantly are removing. Now, the one drawback in that at my home in the pecan forest is I'm not replanting new pecans out there, and I need to start letting some develop to fill back in, or I'll have prairie land eventually, and you know, and or my great grandchildren will. So, anyway, but I'd contact a certified arborist if you're interested in finding one that does serve your area is on my website at neilsperry.com on the homepage, and it's my radio advertiser here, so they could help you with that.
Yeah, and I heard your PSA for Call Encore too, so I think I'll start there.
Yeah, that's a very good way to do business, because they're going to have to be involved at some point.
All right, thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you so much, Ed. All right, Pete in Colleyville, you'll be coming up next with a lacy oak question. I don't get many lacy oak questions, and it's a great tree, and that may be one reason I don't get a lot of questions on it. So if you would like to call, this is your chance at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Our next segment is our longest segment, so that's when we can take more calls than usual. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? Well, you can end the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls the surface insects and the root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. The exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days of insect protection. It will not wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. It's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer.
Tradition. Heritage, experience, 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Weren't a lot of radio stations around 90 years ago. This is a wonderful place for me to be. I love this. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. It's kind of that same kind of legacy. They were founded in 1951, and my friends Ralph and Muriel Pincus are about to celebrate their 71st wedding anniversary. Their son John owns and operates North Haven Gardens now, and so my sincere congratulations to the entire Pincus family. They are longtime friends. Fall is the new spring, and at North Haven Gardens, they have all of your favorite trees and shrubs ready to plant right now. Oh, here is a deal for you. Ginkgo, the great fall color tree, maybe my favorite fall color tree. It's golden yellow when it turns. They won't be yellow yet, but they soon will be. $99.99 in the 10-gallon size. That is half price. Less than $100 for a 10-gallon size grafted ginkgo, half price. Roses. 3-gallon and up roses are 3 for the price of 1. Many are in bloom. This is a great time to plant them. Mexican lime and Eureka lemons, half price. Lots of other trees and shrubs in stock. Soft caress mahonias, Japanese maples such as coral bark, blood good, bay laurel emerald wave, and deodar cedars feeling blue. That's a special variety of deodar cedar. All of those available to you, and you'll find a lot of wonderful values and great plants. Plant today, you'll have better established roots by next summer. Don't wait until spring to plant your favorite trees and shrubs. I mean, you can do it then, but this is the best time. North Haven Gardens Orchid Show is October 13, 14, and the unique varieties of orchids will be available for sale. Go to nhg.com www.hillcreekmd.com for more details. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. That's 214-363-5316, nhg.com, North Haven Gardens. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. It is 50 degrees now at 10:30. You probably noticed the cold weather is here. We'll talk about that right after your first weather and traffic in the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Cloudy and cool today with 55 for the high. Clouds will start to go away this evening, 40 for the low, sunny and 69 tomorrow, and up into the 80s on Tuesday. It's overcast, 50 degrees in Arlington. It's 50 at Love Field and 50 at DFW Airport. Now check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
And a new hot spot on the north side of Dallas right now. It involves an overturned vehicle, 635 LBJ westbound at Preston. The two left lanes are blocked there. And near the Fort Worth Zoo, a wreck reported, I-30 eastbound at University Drive. This report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With the WBA AP 24-hour on-time traffic watch. I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, get out your sweaters and coats. A fall cold snap is taking hold of most of the country, not just North Texas. Meteorologist Ginger Z with more.
It's not just freeze warnings, but it's freeze watches, frost advisories that cover the nearly two dozen states. Places like Dallas, almost 30 degrees below average. Atlanta, not even 70 today. So the cold has really settled in, and it's going to stick around for tomorrow morning.
And the first official commercial cargo mission of the International Space Station scheduled for tonight, weather permitting. California-based SpaceX will attempt to send a Dragon capsule to the orbiting lab and its three-member crew. The clouds and rain are the main concerns. Now, SpaceX has done this once already, but that was considered a test flight. And Mitt Romney spending a second day campaigning in Florida today trying to press a populist message aimed at wooing undecided voters. President Obama heads to California today. He'll be raising money there. Again, the high today, 55. It is 50 degrees at DFW Airport from the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening continues next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry. Let me tell you right now about our home landscape school, which is coming up just a few months, couple months from now. It will be on Saturday, all day, Saturday, January 26th. We will teach you everything that you need to know to do a landscape plan, to draw a landscape plan to scale for your home landscape improvement project. This is always a popular school. We have done it for 18 years, and I know you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to teach a lot more than I've ever taught in the school before, and we're going to be joined. I'll be joined by Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens. He is really great. And Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. We'll teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and then we will teach you how to draw to scale. You will then come back to North Haven Gardens either on February 9 or 10, your choice, and you will have a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional that we will provide for you. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to do additional designs in the future. We can't make you a landscape architect registered in a one-day, all-day class, but we can surely get you a long ways down the road toward doing your own design. It's one person for $179, two people only $219. That's two people from the same household. One consultation, one set of materials. Those prices go up by $20 in a couple of weeks. So call now to register. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Same number we're giving out for the calendar offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Go to neilsperry.com, click on schools, and you can register there.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right. And Whiskey Stone, since 1983, leaders in the stone industry. They've been leading all across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. This is a 22-acre stone yard. And what will your first impression be? Oh, my goodness, look at all the beautiful stone and those big boulders and the glorious flagstone. And I've been wanting a retaining wall, and look at that stone. Wouldn't that be pretty? And how nice this would be as an addition around our pool. Or maybe you're saying to yourself, I just want to have more stone, the river rock, and some other natural stone in my landscape. Whatever it is, they can help you. If you need a landscape contractor referral, somebody who can implement all of that for you, they do that. They're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, so they know the best people to recommend. They'll send you to the best. They'll help you, take photos, take measurements with you, and they will help you. They're all about help. Open 6 days a week. The experts at Whiskey Stone, nice people. Their display gardens are at 18-acre display garden at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, go to whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then the hyphen, and then Q, just the letter Q, .com. Or call them at 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week in Southeast Fort Worth. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Steve, very much. A comment, the Weather Service commentary just a moment ago, I was listening. They're talking about the frost and freeze warnings and all of that, and then they immediately went into the Dallas County area. And I'm looking at weather.com on my computer. I don't see any evidence of anything near frost or freeze in our area. I don't know how far north you have to go before you do run into that. But, you know, back when you're asking me in early September, can I still plant, how late can I plant St. Augustine sod? And I tell you, you need to get it done soon because you never know when it's going to turn cool. Here you are. Is it too early to put out my pre-emergent weed killer? No. You never know when they're going to germinate, when the weather's going to change. Just a lot of things that we don't know. And these people who want to plant fall vegetables so late in the summer, this is what I'm saying. You never know. Let's go to Pete in Colleyville. Pete, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a little problem with that I don't understand. I got a small lacy oak that's been in the yard in the front yard about 4 years now.
Yes, sir.
It's a pretty little tree, but it's developed some kind of a leaf problem where the leaves are turning brown on me. And on the other side of the leaves, in clumps, are little berries. They look like little berries. When I pick them off with my finger, some of them are dry and some have like some life in them. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an insect. Pete, that's an insect gall, G-A-L-L. Oaks are notorious for having gall, so are pecans, so are hackberries and cottonwoods, among other trees. They're absolutely harmless. I very often will say they're about as harmless as pimples on a teenager. They don't do much damage. They will turn some leaves brown. Obviously, we'd rather not have them, but there is nothing you can do to stop them or kill them or prevent them. I've had my lacy oak since 1985, and I don't think I've ever seen them on it. I have seen them on some other lacy oaks. Some years will be worse than others. I would just.
Would systemic help if I put that around the tree?
Well, as I said, I don't know of any control that will help. You're welcome to try. Maybe it will, but typically, no, they do not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And will it help if I put systemic around a Schumann and chinkapins?
And for what purpose?
Well, the leaves aren't, they're curling up a little bit. They're falling, they're like misshapen. Scale is on it. I don't know how to stop that.
Scale?
Yeah.
Before I give a blanket approval to putting out insecticides, I like to make sure that we're using the right product for a situation. It's amazing how often people put out fungicides when in reality they have a scale insect or vice versa. You know, they think they have a fungus and they put out an insecticide. I don't. I have Schumard oaks and chinkapin oaks, And I guess it's never entered my mind that I need to put a systemic insecticide on them. Now, if I had a tree that had scale insects on it, I would consider doing that. But it's an expensive thing to put systemic insecticide around a large shade tree. If I had hollies with scale or if I had camellias with scale, it's a much less of a deal to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, for a big shade tree, that's up to you.
I've been in my yard no more than 6 years now.
All right, my call to action for this thing, to sum it all into one concise answer, you need to have the insect problems identified, and if a systemic insecticide is called for, then you would apply it. And if not, there's no point in putting it out. I've never in my life put a systemic insecticide on an oak tree.
I had an arborist come over and look at it. He's the one that told me this was brought in by some sort of a moth on a lacy oak, but he couldn't identify what it was or what. He says it's
gall insects, Pete. I really appreciate your call. Gall insects are generally the larval form of insects. Generally, there are 800 kinds of galls on oaks, so they come from all kinds of insects. Typically, they are from some type of a small, harmless wasp that will sting the plant tissues. I got to run. I've got four calls behind you, and my program will end, and I won't get to those folks. Let me go to Crystal at Lake Whitney. I think I can help Crystal pretty quickly, and then we'll get a break in here. Crystal, how can I help?
Hi, good morning, Neil. How do I just get my sago palm that we have in our pots to survive winter?
All right, in containers, you lose 15 or 20 degrees of winter hardiness compared to the very same plant planted into the ground. And so let me just say that if I had a gardenia above ground, and the reason I'm not using your sago as my example is, I'll explain in a moment. If I had a gardenia in a pot in Lake Whitney, I would have to bring it in if the temperature was going to go into the mid-20s. The problem with sago palms is they're not very winter hardy in the first place, even in the ground, as far north as you are. They will make it through the winter in Houston and in San Antonio and occasionally in Bryan College Station and Austin without completely browning and dying. But there are a lot of winters where they will die in those two cities. And so to come north to Lake Whitney, I think you're really risking it. They got used fairly commonly over the last 10 years because they were brought north in. My contention is there is a restaurant chain out of Houston that put a lot of nice restaurants in the Metroplex and used a lot of sago palms, which were apparently what they had used in Houston because there were other plants that they used in their plants. I think they brought the landscape plan and the plants with the restaurant plan. But anyway, sago palms are a risk outdoors. I'd leave it in the pots. I'd put it inside if it's going to be below 28 degrees.
28 degrees. Yeah. Okay. Even without sun, the house is not that sunny.
Well, I'm just saying overnight. I'm saying get it back out when it's warm enough. But you got to have this thing on skates. They are not outdoor plants.
Right.
At Lake Whitney.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for the call. All right. My last break. Let me quickly tell you about the offer from my magazine. We have 12 minutes, and we will be closing our magazine office down for today. And you need to call before then if you want to get this lowest price of $36.95. That is what this offer will cost you, and what it will bring you is a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar when it prints, and the 12,000 words of, and that's 70,000 keystroke entries telling you month by month what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month. All that information and a beautiful gift calendar, wall calendar like you find in the bookstores. Only difference is it won't be in the bookstores. We sell it this way. And the subscription to our magazine. Even if you've never seen this, any of this before, I'll guarantee your satisfaction. I'll refund every penny if you're not satisfied. That's a 38% savings on the calendar by buying it with the magazine, and you get all of that information to boot. It's just $36.95 plus $3 postage and box charge for the calendar. The price will never come back down to $36.95 once I commit to a press count for the calendar. Call today. Call before 11 today right now. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Summer's drought was hard on all of us, but hopefully your landscape has benefited from the recent rains. Now is the time to spruce up those summer-weary beds, and Shades of Green can help. You'll find fresh and colorful pansies, snapdragons, violas, kale, cabbage, mums, and so much more. The folks at Shades of Green know a thing or two about drought-hardy native perennials. You'll find hundreds of varieties to choose from. Fall is the best time to plant perennials to give them a strong head start for next spring and summer. Remember, Shades of Green's annual tree sale is going on right now. You can save up to 30% during this tremendous sale. Get in the fall spirit. Right now, Shades of Green has a great selection of pumpkins, hay, corn stalk, and gourds. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Visit www.shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Go.
You've heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for more than 30 years and how I admire their business. Well, Dalworth has just grown a new branch on the family tree. It's a part of Dalworth Restoration, and they can help you create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and your family, starting beneath your home. They're introducing Dalworth Crawl Space, a part of Dalworth Restoration. Homes with dirt crawl space cost more to heat and cool. They may cause structural damage. They may even be affecting your health. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space Encapsulation. A clean space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. Now, similar to a pond liner in that it has 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner is installed and sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's also sealed around other objects like pipes and columns and piers. It really is a great process, and for more information, they invite you to call Dalworth Crawl Space. That's at the main Dalworth number, 214-817-267-8433. 267-8433, or you can check online at dalworthrestoration.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Black Cow composted cow manure starts with cow manure from dairy farms right here in the Lone Star State, and then they add water and Texas sunshine to aid the natural composting process it takes several months to complete. Black Cow is fully composted, so there's no bad odor. It's a terrific soil conditioner for improving weak, sandy, or rocky soils by adding organic matter. It improves water retention in the root zone, very important during dry months. Black Cow. You can use it to plant new plants. You can use it when you're preparing beds, preparing your vegetable garden. Great to work it into the vegetable garden as fall rolls in full speed and get the garden ready for the early spring planting. It's kind of hard to work the garden when it's 28 degrees out there and the soil's already wet. Much better to do it now. And Black Cow is a wonderful ingredient. Black Cow has a great website with a lot of fine information. Check them out at blackcow.com. Oh, by the way, there's a double K in the middle of that because they spell cow with a K. BlackCow.com. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag. You'll find it at most Lowe's garden centers and many fine independent nursery and garden centers. Ask for it by name. Black Cow, and that's Black, BlackCow.com. Carolyn and Euless, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How can I help
you? It's a lovely, cool morning.
I like this. You bet.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm always trying to try something new in my yard. I found a Cape honeysuckle. Can I grow that here?
Yes, but it may be a little bit marginally winter hardy. I think it's a zone 8 plant. It's Tecomeria capensis, if you want to look it up. And it's really, really pretty, but I would worry just a little bit about the winter survival of it. In fact, it may be zone 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what should I take it back or give it a try?
That's up to you. I don't have a lot of zone 9 plants that I count on in my landscape. I may plant them and know going in that they're not going to make it through the winter. If you're counting on this as being, it's kind of somewhere between a vine and a shrub, more shrub than anything. If you're counting on it being permanent in your landscape, then there probably are other plants that would serve you better. But it's so pretty and so cheerful. Maybe, if you have a really protected spot, it's your call. I don't get into
okay.
that.
Yeah. If I cover it, you think that would help?
Covering would help. Planting it on the out of the... The worst winter damage will normally happen on the east and south sides of houses because those are areas that stay warm longer and that warm up fastest on a really cold winter day. So maybe a southwest exposure might. It's usually just backwards of what people usually think. Planting on southwest side where you can protect it a little bit might be worth doing.
Okay.
Good luck with it. Hope that helps. You betcha. All right. Let me go to Dorothy in Milford. I have about a minute, Dorothy. Good morning.
Good morning.
2 weeks in a row, you've called right at the end of the program. How can I help you?
Well, I want somebody else to have a chance.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me give you this. It's on pecans. Let me give you these questions quickly. You said if the first part of the pecans had that shuck, maybe the last bunch would be free.
Pecan scab may be what you're talking about, where the shucks are black and the pecans fall prematurely. That's pretty well run its course now, and so from this point on, the pecans that fall should be fine.
All right. When I pick them up off the ground, some of them look a little damp, like maybe they need to lay out and dry.
They're not. Yeah, this is just early October. Normally, they should fall in first of November. So, yeah.
How long should I let them stay out before I?
Well, I'd harvest them. I'd pick them up off the ground. And
I have them off the ground.
Put them up on a counter or something, and I'd wait a couple of weeks probably, Dorothy.
Okay.
Try one. It'll tell you.
And how long can I go? Can I wait before I really need to shell them?
They're good in shell for about a year, especially if they're frozen.
My next question.
I gotta run. I got 10 seconds to thank Lee Riza and Charlie Trudeau and all of you. Please join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Happy gardening.